When Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny headlines the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday, it's expected to draw more than 100 million viewers, making it one of the biggest stages in entertainment.
A Wisconsin musician knows what it's like to be part of one of these hugely choreographed musical productions. Last year, French horn player Alexander Henton got the call to be a part of Snoop Dogg's holiday halftime party.
The Christmas Day halftime show during the Vikings-Lions game involved 160 performers, and that 12-minute Netflix special is still airing with millions of views.
Henton was part of the String Genius Orchestra accompanying the iconic rapper. Here's a moment from that halftime show with Snoop Dogg and soul artist Tonio Armani.
Jay Black and Tonio, help me out.
Could you make out the French horn there? Let's hear Henton's part, Boosted.
Jake Black and Tonio, help me out. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Alexander Henton is a freelance musician and teaches the French horn at UW-Eau Claire and Gustavus Adolphus College. He is originally from Chippewa Falls. Alex, welcome to the program.
Hi, happy to be here.
We are on the cusp of two huge spectacle productions with the Super Bowl halftime show, the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. What is it like to be a part of very large, coordinated performances?
It's just such a spectacle to be a part of as someone who's even performing, where you get to see live on the ground all of the different moving parts that come together to make the performance that you take for granted. You know, like the stage that I was performing on in the Christmas show with Snoop Dogg was assembled in 4 minutes or less by a crew, and each part of the stage was handled by four or five people running it across the field. Like, you don't really think about all of the different components that go into something like that. And then seeing a full choir appear, a full drum line, all of the cheerleaders, it's incredible to just know that you're a part of such a big experience like that.
It must give you chills and like an adrenaline rush as you play your instrument in the midst of all of this.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where the adrenaline all takes over when you're performing, where you're not even aware of how time is passing. And like, I know physically from watching it after the fact that it's a 10-minute recording, it literally went by in my mind in like 1 or 2 minutes. Like, it just was all in, all on at all the time.
How much actual rehearsal time is there for a large one-off production like the one you were a part of?
We did 3 full days, and it was roughly 8 to 10 hour days. We would arrive around 10 a.m. and have a couple meal breaks. The orchestra itself rehearsing, we did the first day on our own all morning and one of the afternoon sessions. And then it was really just a full run of the show and the logistics of how do we place everybody on the field and making sure it all worked. So our days were long, and the actual like rehearsal part of it, like we were just running the show and seeing what happened. And there are people in the stands that kind of gave adjustments after each run. I'd say we did maybe 5 runs each afternoon and evening. So it was quite a bit.
With those logistics, are there behind the scenes secrets when directing and producing a show with so many collaborators who've never played together before?
Yeah, we were all on radio channels. So like everybody that was on the stage with Snoop, we were all on the same radio channel. So like we only heard directions that were about the orchestra and about the dancers and about Snoop himself. And that was pretty cool too, because we got to hear Snoop's own feedback on everything that was happening. So it felt very collaborative in that sense to just hear what feedback we were getting and then a conversation about it. And so I would assume the other, you know, it was broken down by like sections on the field of who had what radio input during the rehearsals.
Okay, divulge, what was Snoop's feedback like?
He was having a lot of fun, for sure. I think that was the most incredible part of that experience, was that he was so appreciative of the orchestra. And, you know, like going into it, I had hoped that like he would acknowledge us and say hello. And that was like my expectation of the whole thing. But there was one of the rehearsals where we had just kind of like a downtime, but we were on stage. He was like, can we just do one and have it just be the orchestra? I just want to hear what this sounds like without all of the bells and whistles and, you know, no audio headgear in. And so he did the performance like on top of just us. So it was like an acoustic version. And then he shook all of our hands and said, thank you. And, you know, it was like above and beyond what I had expected. You could tell that he was happy with the project and that, like, this is he knew it was going to be great.
How much can you hear of your own playing and of the playing of the orchestra around you?
Yeah, in the setting, so we had like a click track in our ears too, so that helped keep us like logistically together, but like I could hear everybody that was around me playing.
Can you explain what a click track is?
Yeah, so that's, you know, it since the music had so many amazing artists featured, we had country music, K-pop music, and it was so coordinated with dance and with all of these other moving parts with it. So a click track is basically something that keeps everybody on rhythm. So generally in any performance like this, that's what the, like, if you see a headphone monitor in their ear, that's what's going on. It's just like a beat that's going.
Ah.
So you know where you are. And then it, like, if a big shift is about to happen, like when the K-pop Demon Hunters song came in, that was a pretty rapid tempo change. It like counts off ahead of time for what the new tempo will be, like one, like maybe one measure before or like 5 seconds before. So you hear like 1, 2, 3, 4, go. And that just helps keep everybody on the same page.
You know, the French horn, it's not necessarily an instrument people associate with pop or rap or yeah. hip hop. What are some of your favorite uses of French horn in popular music? And is it expanding?
I would say that the French horn is something, it's like, it's very much what you describe, where it's an instrument everybody's heard before, but maybe didn't realize it. And that's honestly how the horn came into my life as well when I was a student. And I was in fifth grade and they told me, you know, pick three instruments and we'll show up with these in hand for you to try. And I had chosen the saxophone, trumpet, and percussion. And then there was this weird round brass instrument on the chair for me when I showed up to the first day of band. And I was like, what is this? Then the band director started describing like the horn and movie music. And that's what hooked me, where I was like, oh, it's in movies? Like what in movies? And he played the Star Wars theme, the Force theme by John Williams. And I was like, that's the French horn? I'm in. You know, like,
the rest finding out is that history. Was...
Exactly. And, you know, like movie music in general, horns are always there. If there's anything that's epic, it's a horn. Like we just have this sound that is round, big, brassy. And then it can also be just very beautiful, tender, and personal. Like we cross the divide of a woodwind instrument and like a trumpet and trombone. We have a range of 4.5 octaves. So we're playing down in the basement and up in the stratosphere. So like we can do it all. And composers love to use us in that capacity of just being the hero.
Oh, I love that description. And it is heroic of this instrument. So how do musicians need to network in order to land bigger, high-profile gigs like being in a halftime show?
Networking is definitely one of the parts of being a musician that's not covered in school. Honestly, it's just by being a person other people want to be around. And I think it's so easy as a musician to just focus on being in a practice room and playing your scales, your solos, all the things that you need to work on to be technically proficient, that you kind of forget that you're a human at the end of the day, and music is about connection versus am I a prodigious player? You know, like more people would rather play with someone who might make some mistakes and is a great like colleague to sit next to, keeps the mood light. It's like a good hang, you're making music and having fun, versus somebody who doesn't miss a note, but then is judgmental sitting in that section as well. So the networking side is really just like being a human and talking and being open to lots of different walks of life. I mean, every musician has their story of where they've been around the world, what festivals they've done, who they studied with, you know, so there's lots to connect on. And quite often when you're having those first conversations with people, it is kind of a like, oh, who do you know? What places have you been? And how do we find a connection to be like, okay, like, you're cool, let's do this.
As we close, Alex, do you have any souvenirs or memorabilia from this one halftime show gig that you can have for posterity?
Yeah, so they let us keep our tuxedos and the Converse, quote unquote Converse, because they took all the labels off, right? Shoes. So I have like the whole outfit, and I have plans to put like the bow tie in a frame and like have that be something that I hang on a wall, and like I'll know that that's what it's from because it's like this red glittery bow tie. Mm. Like I don't really see any other occasion that I might wear that.
Well, Alex, thank you for this conversation and this behind the scenes look. So fascinating.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
That is Alex Henton, a freelance musician and associate lecturer of French horn at UW-Eau Claire. He performed in the String Genius Orchestra, accompanying Snoop Dogg in Snoop's holiday halftime party at the Vikings-Lions game on Christmas Day. Henton gave us a glimpse into what it's like to be part of a large, one-time musical production.